From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A mixture of sadness and condemnation as the world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Current President Raul Castro announced his brother's death at the age of 90 late Friday night. At the University of Havana, students expressed grief, held Cuban flags and photos of the deceased leader. Bastis Perez is an economics student. Said we are convinced that with our leaders and our legacy and revolutionary convictions, young people and future generations will continue the legacy that our commander gave us. The Cuban government has called for 9 days of official mourning. That was quite in contrast to Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, where noisy celebrations broke out in the Cuban-American community. Tomas Regalado is the mayor of Miami.
There are families that have been divided. There are people who have relatives that have been shot, people that whose relatives have been in jail for many years. So most of the wounds have not healed yet.
Here in Washington, President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. In a statement, Mr. Obama said that the nation offers its condolences to Fidel Castro's family and our thoughts and prayers are with the Cuban people. In the days ahead, they will recall the past and also look to the future. The president said the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump issued a statement in which he called Castro a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.